The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
For reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen to him first. We must give God our top priority in life. That's why my dear friends, when they asked me to baptize the child, I felt that this is the right Sunday for that. Because everything coincidentally works. Give God top priority in your lives is the challenge of the readings today. We grow up today in a culture, and sometimes a lot of young people have it, of climbing the ladder, a world in which everything is about a competition and achievement, and trying to make it to the top. And sometimes we drill it to our children and young people, the only way to be happy and successful is climb that ladder, achieve more and more. And then when you reach up on the top, and many people do make it up to the top, it ends up to be a very unfulfilled life. What should be given priority in our lives? The Christian, the believer, the one who wants to follow Christ, must listen to God first. God comes first, and everything else in our lives will truly settle in the place that it needs to be. We shall have hope and all promises that we think of in our lives. In the first reading today, we're given a couple that was a model couple. It was Abraham and Sarah. Abraham is known as the father of all believers. You could go in the scriptures and kind of look at him. He was a model person with Sarah, model couple. But every now and then, they had a certain frustration, especially Abraham. God comes out at the beginning of this reading, because the reading doesn't do justice to us who are listening to you, because it's plucked out of a certain context. So I'll give you just the context. God is in conversation with Abraham, and he's trying to tell him everything that he's going to do for him. He tells him, look up into the sky. I'm going to give you all these descendants, all these lands I'm going to give to you. And Abraham is there looking at God, just listening to one thing and saying to himself, promises, promises, promises. Why? Because he has a frustration. He has no heir, no child. He's childless. In the ancient world of the scriptures, not having a child was seen as a curse or a bad omen. So his peers must be laughing at him, and things are not going really well for him. So God can tell him all these wonderful things, but he knows his problem, his plan, his life is not going anywhere. You know, the children in the Old Testament are your life. You see them in your kids. And so in Genesis 15, chapter 3, he tells God, but God, you're telling me all the things, and I have no offspring. And then God, in that moment in which he's trying to battle with all these things, is the setting of today's readings. In the heat of the afternoon, he's sitting down and pondering all these things. Three strangers come walking towards him. What does the number three mean? Is it the Trinity? Is it God? We don't know. They come to him, and Abraham, being the person that he is, he welcomes them. It's the best meal. He provides everything for him. And the meal might also remind us about the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ that we see. Christ who comes as the life of our lives. And so after he gives up the meal and does everything, one of the three strangers says to him, where is your wife Sarah? And he says, she's out in the tent. The Old Testament kind of setting, maybe the wife was seen as one who kind of works. So she's out there. And one of the gentlemen says, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and your wife, Sarah, will have a child. How did the stranger know? How did he figure it out? God. God knows our past. He knows our present, and he knows where you're going. So the most important thing in life is to trust him. He knows our past. He knows our present, but most especially he knows where you're going. After that ceremony is done, we kind of welcome, and then everybody goes, the three strangers go away. Abraham rushes up to Sarah and tells her that you are going to have a child. And the reading tells us, go and read this reading, that Sarah laughs at Abraham. Well, who has the last laugh? Isaac is born, and from this lineage, Jesus Christ himself, our Savior, is born. Give God priority in your life, no you're going through, joys and successes, when we give God a priority in our lives, everything in our lives settles in its place. Is our hope, is our promise. This is the challenge of the readings. That is why we bring a child to baptism, because we're telling them, even though they are still at a very young age, who comes first, what comes first. God's plan must be given top priority. In the gospel reading today, we have a lot of commentary about Martha and Mary. And many of us have listened to this gospel so many times. We kind of sometimes even compare ourselves and say, who is Martha and who is Mary? Am I Martha, am I Mary? And why does Jesus say that Mary has chosen the better part? You know, we live in a world of action. People who are idle, who don't like. People who are just sitting around, like things that are kind of moving, people who are doing things. And Jesus doesn't say that that is unimportant. But what comes first is the giving. What you consider as number one, as your priority. Listening to the word of God, listening to Jesus first. When that is settled in your life, everything else falls into place. That's why it says, when she has chosen the better part, because everything else will get a thrust and impetus to move ahead when our foundation is right. The top priority is to listen to God first. So God requires of us only one thing, giving him utmost attention in our lives. That's why the baptism of the child, for Catholic parents, Christian parents, is always the number one thing that we must do. When a husband and wife give top priority to the mutual concern of one another, what happens? It trickles down into harmony in their family. When they do not do that, what happens? We all know what happens. Everything else scatters. What we give top priority really matters in our lives. When children, parents give top priority to their children, what happens? They excel. Even if they don't excel, everything really comes whole in their own lives. And when that does not happen, what happens? We all know so well, everything else falls apart. The thing that we give top priority is important in our lives. When a leader gives top priority to the service of his people, the community and society, that group really flourishes. And when you don't give top priority as a leader, everything else will fall apart. So let us follow the example of God himself. You know, as we share the Eucharist, you know, the face of God is seen in his Son, Jesus Christ on the cross, who we bring these young children to be baptized into. Jesus gives top priority to God's plan and is willing to die. Sometimes for the things that are top priority in our lives, we need to renounce, to sacrifice. This is something that is lacking in today's generation. I see something that is important. I want it so badly, but I'm not willing to give up, to let go, to sacrifice. So dear Christian, dear parents of those who are going to be baptized, Christ leads us today. He's willing to give up his life for God's plan. So let us follow that in our own lives, and everything else will be well. We pray that the Lord will give us discernment